1-855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we share with you on the site. Once again, freetalklive.com. And you get to, kind of control the content of the site. You submit stuff to it that you think is interesting or fun or outrageous, whatever it is you think our listeners would enjoy and we might enjoy. You submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com. It then appears on the upcoming stories page where it must receive votes in order to make it to the front page of the site. So go and get interactive at freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones and we'll talk more about Detroit and the dire financial straits that they have found themselves in. First, let's talk to Hal in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Hal.
Hi, Ian and Mark. It's Howie. How you doing?
Hey, Howie. What's on your mind?
Nothing. I won't call in too frequently. I enjoy your show, but I realize that, frequent callers are kind of get boring, and I know I just won't call in too much. But I had a question, that trip to California was very interesting. I know you thought, it went over a lot of people's heads, kind of, in subject matter. But the whole thing in general was just really interesting, and I loved hearing about the Bitcoin stuff. But I'm really curious to ask you and Mark about, were there any things about California, the trip? Were there any really good times? What stuck out in your mind? Because I don't remember hearing you mention, talking about any of the fun times so far. I mean, Mark wasn't there last night, and this is the first night you're both back. So would you mind telling some stuff about that?
Sure. Thanks for the call and the question. Appreciate it, Howie. So 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Mark, some fun times that you might recall from the Bitcoin conference.
I enjoy. There was a lot of things that I enjoyed about the Bitcoin conference. The funded entrepreneurs panel, probably at the event, was one of my favorite things to have been involved in. I enjoyed listening to Dan Descarazzo from Blueseed.com talk about their very interesting project. I enjoyed the comic book convention with all the costumed people that were walking by.
That happened to be in the same convention.
That happened to be in the next door at the convention. I enjoyed seeing
it. It was a nice bonus, yeah.
There was an event where we had, we sort of met up with some listeners. I think it was called the Bitcoin Liberty Contingent Dinner.
That's
or
right.
Something.
Yep. And it was at a sports bar, and there was a lot of sports fans at this particular. Well, actually, the sports fans were everywhere. I guess there's a team called the Sharks out there, and people are fanatics about it. And
they won while we were there. Yeah. Yep. Anyway, I mean.
So, of course, everyone acted as though they had won something and were honking horns in the streets. And
they certainly did act like they had won something. That's absolutely true. And I also got to meet some listeners there that I hadn't met before.
Corey
and Jonna were great. The Bartholomew brothers, that was cool.
Corey and Jonna are the parents of the Bartholomew brothers. And, of course, longtime listeners know Benjamin and Russell Bartholomew are heroic. They were arrested for standing on the side of the road with a taxes equals theft sign and wearing V masks. They went to trial on those particular charges, were found guilty by the jury, even though the jury admitted that they hadn't actually broken any laws. The jury said that they wanted to find them guilty because they didn't do what the police said.
And they did. They did find them guilty for just that reason.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, no doubt that's exactly what they did.
Yeah, really nice folks. We also met a couple, Lacey and her boyfriend, whose name I don't recall, but they were both very nice. Met them briefly on one day. And so listeners that we'd never had the chance.
It was Shay.
Shay, okay.
That was his name, first name.
Yeah, so listeners we never had the chance to meet before because they hadn't made it out to any New Hampshire-based events. So that's always cool. And, of course, getting to see the Liberty.
Cody and Joe were fun too.
Yeah, and getting to see the Liberty contingent, the usual crew of folks from New Hampshire that we love very much, like Carla from the Free State Project and Angela and all the other folks. Dobby from Shiny Badges, who is one of the sponsors of this program and also a great author and an activist in his own right. And, of course, Drew Phillips at the Arizona group. It was just a wonderful group we had at that dinner you were talking about, Mark. 30-something people at that one. I think maybe 34 or 35 people at the Liberty Contingent dinner. So, of course, it's always cool to be around those folks. But for me, it was meeting people I didn't know and hearing their stories. And you heard a few of them on Saturday night. Saturday night was the night where I picked the guests on the show. And we got to meet Shahan Q from Zen Magnets, who for me was the real highlight interview of the weekend. I thought that his story was incredibly heroic and brave. He's the guy who was running the magnet company that's very similar to, you know, the Buckyballs brand that we talked about previously. It was Buckyballs that was making all the news headlines, but at the same time, the federal government was going after a dozen companies, and Shahan's company, ZenMagnets.com, is the only one that didn't chicken out and bail.
I know,
and
you totally appreciate that.
And he continues on to, through this day, to continue to sell these magnets, which are basically contraband at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, they're almost contraband, and it's an amazing story.
$20,000 so far in legal fees for a voluntary withdrawal of these products. Voluntary, so $20,000.
So that I thought was fascinating, and so just getting to meet people who had interesting stories to tell that maybe would never have come to a Porcupine Freedom Festival or a Liberty Forum, but actually they may now, because I was at the Free State Project table.
You're certainly plugging it.
And Carla and I were very good about talking about the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and so maybe we'll see even more Bitcoiners coming up here to New Hampshire and joining the Liberty community here. But also outside of the convention, fun stuff was just kind of hitting the city here and there with some of the folks. You know, we went out on Sunday night after it was all over and done with, and we went out with Adam from Marijuana Muscle and you know, some of the other crew that we'd already mentioned, and went to a hookah bar. We went out and got some dinner on the town, and then spent some time at the hookah bar, went back to the hotel. And I remember one thing that, you know, it's really special kind of being in California with the marijuana situation there and all the marijuana shops that, you know, the medical cannabis shops you can go to. I remember at one point I was looking for some rolling papers, and that was
when... What were
you
going to do with those, buddy?
Roll up some cannabis. And and at that point, that was when somebody deposited a pre-rolled joint. Because you can get these in California. It was in this little cone, this green cone canister with a cap on it.
Really?
And the joint actually had 15% hash in it. So it was both cannabis, like high grade,
are you all right?
Medical quality cannabis mixed in with 15% hash. And I was just so enamored by reading this packaging. Like, this is so cool. You just buy somebody has pre-rolled a joint and it's got hash in it. So we were actually walking down the street on Saturday night when we went to the Liberty Contingent dinner afterwards. A few of us were walking down the street and passing this around.
Was I even paying attention? I mean, this was just happening under my nose.
Apparently it was. Yeah. So that was
I saw the container at some point and thought, what an interesting container.
It was still illegal what we were doing, right? Walking down the street doing that.
I try not to even handle any of your stuff. I'm liable to get some kind of contact buzz. God knows what you're taking.
So, it was still illegal. And then, then it was Monday morning that we were having breakfast before we were all going to leave. And we're just sitting out at the table at this little breakfast joint that we were at. And there was still some of that joint was left, I think, at that point. So we continued with it there. So it was just not kind of nice being in a place where open use of cannabis is more tolerated, more acceptable. Although, had a policeman walked by, I don't know how that would have gone. But I can't imagine that, you know, they must have had some level of decrim out in California as well for small possession. So people, I think, are just a little bit more open with that sort of thing there. It's not illegal, from what I understand, to use cannabis in public if you have the medical marijuana card in California.
And whereas, as I understand, it's very easy to get the card.
That's what I understand, too. Whereas in Colorado and in Washington,
it is illegal
to use in public.
But people do, because we've seen all kinds of smokeouts and stuff that the police are even at.
They? Okay.
Well, I mean, I've seen news stories.
Okay.
I'm not giving anybody legal advice.
That's
just
what I heard. So I don't know what the situation is on the ground. Obviously, if it's not enforced, then it's de facto legal at that point. So anyway, that was my experience, and I think that's kind of maybe what Howie was getting at, like what stuff do we do outside the convention. So that was kind of fun. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Detroit, we continue with the financial disaster story from RT here in a few moments. We'll also post it up on our Facebook page. You can see it there as well. More coming up. You can take control, 855-453, and you can join us on Skype. Username there is lrn.fm. More coming up, Free Talk Live.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-921-5663. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-921-5663. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-921-5663. That's 1-800-921-5663.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words: disaster stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words: DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-BUNKER or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Bring up anything toll-free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Archives galore available for free at freetalklive.com. Last 7 days worth right at the top of the website. Then you can click into the archive section, go back for years worth of archives. Also, you can go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com to get those very same archives from our SoundCloud page, in addition to Edgington Post interviews. And I expect, Mark, we were talking about the Bitcoin conference a moment ago. You were doing some interviews at said conference with your handy-dandy recording gadget.
Yep.
and those may be showing up on Edgington Post at
some point.
What
needs to happen. I've got to admit that I'm really kind of backed up with
everybody's
things to
catching
do
up. Sure.
Since I've been back, I haven't had any opportunity.
Well, you don't have to do them all at once. You could do one this week, one next week, one, you know, whatever's kind of trickle them out if necessary.
Thanks, Coach.
Was a suggestion, Mark. So anyway, you can enjoy all of the archives. Go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com, and you'll get more than just episodes of Free Talk Live. You can click on the share button and then share. Again, that's also a suggestion. You can share. Yeah, you can share it with your friends or family or wherever, whatever social networking website is your preference. So go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com. Now, bitinstant.com, they were also at the Bitcoin conference that we were at, and boy, were they busy. Bitinstant.com is the safest and the easiest and most secure way, as I understand it, to get your Bitcoins.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, they kind of ran the conference to some extent. They were one of the major sort of sponsors of the event, and it was interesting to see them there. They had the booth babes going on.
They did, yeah.
Yeah, and they were sort of showing their new beta of their webpage. That's
very sharp.
Yep, ready to, you know, get ready to trot that out. That should be very soon.
I hope so.
And
it was supposed to be soon a month ago.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's how it goes with websites.
It is how it goes. That's why I try not to say anything.
Do you remember when it was soon with Free Talk Live's website? It took 6 months after that.
Did we announce on the air, though, that it was soon? Because normally I won't say things about when things are going to happen.
I'm not... They've had it at the conference. I can't report what I see.
Right. I'm not saying you can't report what you see. Did I say that?
That's all I'm saying, man.
Okay, so bitinstant.com, you can go there right now. You don't have to wait for their new website. And you can turn cash into bitcoins.
Yep.
And they make it very easy. That's bitinstant.com.
Chances possibility exists that if you wait for their new website that you will lose out on some money-making opportunities.
All right, so 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. We've been talking about Detroit and their financial disaster that they're facing. The emergency manager has been brought in. Now, this was much to the chagrin of the Detroit city manager and the city's mayor and their council. They did not want this emergency manager to be hired. They had said, no, we'll take care of it.
Everything's fine.
They've had, of course, years upon years to take care of this, and they haven't done so, which is why the state brought in the emergency manager. He has filed his report, and it's not looking good. According to RT.com, they're saying that the city is currently obligated to the tune of $226 million, but only has $64 million in cash. Now, that doesn't factor in the $9.4 billion in pension obligations, bonds, and loans. Those are the liabilities that they currently have, including $5.7 billion in unfunded retiree benefit obligations. So by the time June 30th rolls around, they're going to have a deficit of $380 million, and the city will either have to defer pension payments or other obligations or pray for a miracle. Bill Noling, a spokesman for the emergency...
So, I mean, what else are they going to do? They're going to defer pension payments, and then the unions will sue, and then what happens? I don't know what's going to happen here.
I don't know either.
But my only...
How long is that suit going to take to, you know, go through the courts?
I don't know how long it's going to take the suit to go through the courts, but obviously you can't make money appear where there isn't any money.
That's right.
And no governmental organization... By that I mean the courts, is going to essentially dissolve a government. That's the only option here. You either dissolve the government of the city of Detroit, you can't turn it over to some other organization like Wayne County.
Because still have their obligations.
Because they still have the obligations. So if you're going to sell City Hall and all these other places, the school bus yard and the school buildings and all these other things, then the county of Wayne can't. They won't have any infrastructure from which to handle these situations. So you're just putting Wayne doesn't want that situation. So the courts are going to have to. There is no other choice. It would appear from a practical standpoint to tell the municipal unions, these pension holders, sorry. That's it. That's the only. The other option is what they see as anarchy.
Bill Noling, spokesman for the emergency manager, says if we don't change and restructure, we're going to run out of cash. That shouldn't come as a shock to anyone. According to Noling, all of the city's revenue couldn't pay off its debt in 20 years' time. He said that this is exactly the situation the city's in, and our creditors need to know that. Some do, a lot don't. But as the city of, this is RT again, but as the city of Detroit is stuck figuring out who to pay and how exactly they'll do that, the emergency manager, Mr. Orr, wrote that other issues need to be examined in order to cut down on costs. He noted that recently he signed off on a contract with the Michigan Department of Corrections that will consolidate all Detroit Police Department pre-arraignment jail operations into one centralized jail, and that the regular closings of roughly a dozen fire stations in the city at any given time has saved costs, albeit at a price that could mean the difference between life and death. Elsewhere, Orr said the city's safety concerns are only made worse by blight, one of the city's most pervasive and pressing problems, he says, he calls both a public safety and public health issue. Quote, in its 139 square miles, the city includes at least 60,000 parcels of vacant land, constituting approximately 15% of all parcels in the city, and approximately 78,000 vacant structures, of which 38,000 are estimated to be in potentially dangerous condition.
They don't give a percentage of those, I guess.
All city services are less efficient and under-resourced because these services must be provided over a large geographic area with low population density, he concluded, or continued. Indeed, population has dropped by 60% since the 1950s, but meanwhile, Orr said the city still provides services to a geographic area larger than Boston, Manhattan, and San Francisco combined. Falling levels of economic activity, he wrote, also feed into a smaller ratepayer base to support city services, including water, sewer, and electricity.
There's no choices here. They're going to have to wipe the slate clean and start over.
No one, he says, should underestimate the severity of the financial crisis, and called his assessment a sobering wake-up call about the dire financial straits the city of Detroit faces. And he says they've got a month left.
And that was a week ago.
3 weeks
left for Detroit, folks.
Should be an interesting summer. We'll keep an eye on the story as...
It's interesting to see Detroit because they're an example through other pressures besides just governmental mismanagement that exists in every municipal organization to a lesser or greater extent, or any other governmental organization to a lesser or greater extent. But they have other sort of factors that are factored in. They were this Fabian socialist utopia, so they have this sort of institutional DNA that is very entitlement oriented.
And we'll come back and talk more about it. Hold that thought. I want to remind you about BitcoinStore.com. Now, they were also at the excellent Bitcoin conference, and they were doing the Ask an Expert. And you can go to BitcoinStore.com to get over 500,000 items, mostly consumer electronic style items, at a deep discount, 0% above cost. You can go there now, but you can only use bitcoins to buy them. BitcoinStore.com. There's more Free Talk Live coming up.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Dan from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Dan has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Dan from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
survivalists. For you, being prepared is more than just a precaution. It's a way of life. And now it's time to gear up at the Prepare to Endure Expo, coming to the Kern County Fairgrounds in Bakersfield, California, Saturday and Sunday, June 8th and 9th. Together with the Wounded Heroes Fund and 511 Tacticals, listen to nationally known speakers like Tim Ralston from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers and the survival mom, Lisa Bedford. Take a survival class and learn skills that can save a life and last forever. Check out the latest and greatest products at the Longevity booth and shop for deeply discounted survival gear and preparedness items from over 60 vendors. Visit preparetoendure.com. Active military and kids 16 and under are free, and your ticket is good for both days. If you and your family attend one event this year, this should be it. Survival favors the prepared, and the Prepare to Endure Expo will entertain and educate everyone in your family. Saturday and Sunday, June 8th and 9th at the Kern County Fairgrounds in Bakersfield, California. PrepareToEndure.com.
This message dares all fish oil consumers. Yes, many people now take fish oil supplements, but the makers of K48 Plus want you to know it's not what you consume, but how it is absorbed that counts. So we dare you to compare fish oil with K48 Plus. K48 Plus, an omega-3 powerhouse, is made with the highest grade and most potent dose of krill oil available, and is 48 times more easily absorbed than common fish oil. K48 Plus is both a remarkable anti-inflammatory as well as a powerful antioxidant. If you suffer from ailments such as diabetes, COPD, autism, arthritis, depression, migraines, lupus, Alzheimer's, glaucoma, joint pain, high cholesterol, memory loss, or Crohn's disease, you need to see the K48 Plus video at livepremium.net. That's L-I-V-E premium.net. Or please call 208-521-3601. That's 208-521-3601 and ask about K48 Plus. Restore hope, optimize health with K48 Plus.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want. Do it toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Hey, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Yeah, SACL CAI is this company that is owned by, among other people, Jason Osborne. And Jason Osborne is on a podcast, a very popular podcast. That podcast is School Sucks Project. It's a podcast, a call-in show, a YouTube channel, and a web community promoting real education and deconstructing state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. Just go to schoolsucksproject.com and check out the American Way podcast series, which explores the frightening parallels between the Third Reich and the present-day American government. Learn what public schools didn't tell you about the Nazis. SchoolSucksProject.com.
Let's go to the phones to the phone. Joe in Nevada, you're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's on your mind tonight, Joe?
You guys are great. I talked about government corruption. I think we live kind of like in a police state. Most of your rights are all theoretical, but if you try to enforce them, it costs you too much money to enforce them. And the government, if they don't want to give them to you, they just kind of run you around.
Yeah, that sounds pretty much sums it up.
Sounds pretty accurate.
And what happens is everybody's kind of I used to listen to you guys twice a week, but I listen to you like almost 7 days a week. And
my goodness,
The thing is, you can't really get ahead because the system's kind of backed up against most people. And when you bond, you're not bond into an agreement with the government. The agreement is they take from you. And if you complain, you get kind of messed over at the end. And
pretty much.
Is,
they call that the social contract.
Yeah, the social contract is whatever they say it is at the time they say it.
Correct. Yeah, but it changes like on a daily basis or on an individual basis. Whatever they want to do, they just kind of do it.
Yeah, but that's part of the contract. They get to decide what the terms are whenever they want to decide what the terms are.
But when did we sign into the contract, though?
Never. It's all imaginary.
It's a social contract. That means that you were sort of born into it. It's what you exchange for the wonderful life you have is to well, have this contract that they decide what the terms are whenever they decide.
Well, see, you can't be free without being obedient and owned by people calling themselves the state. It's a ridiculous concept from top to bottom.
See, and I notice now, because I'm older than you guys, I noticed when I was a kid, we used to do a lot more stuff that would get you in jail today. But
sure.
Like what? What would as a kid, what would you do that would that they can't do now?
Oh, we used to skip school. We used to occasionally smoke weed on campus. We used to go drinking. I used to live in Massachusetts. We used to cross the state line and go to New Hampshire, get some booze, and go drinking. I'd probably get you in jail. Let's see, people would have...
What do you think would have happened to you, and how long ago are we talking about, by the way? What would have happened to you had you encountered a police officer en route from acquiring the alcohol?
In the 80s, nothing. We ran into police officers, and they used to seize our alcohol and let us go.
They used what? I'm sorry.
Seize. They would seize
the alcohol.
Like if we had like 10 cases of beer, we'd cross to a package store up in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
If we had 10 cases of beer, they'd pull us over, take our beer, and they'd let us go.
Yeah, so things they certainly have changed. I
hate to think they might waste that beer.
Oh, no, they put it to good use, Mark, don't worry. I heard that the police used to actually take drunk drivers and drive them home.
Oh, that's true. I went to college, and when I was in college down in Miami, we were, like, wasted. A couple times we crossed. It was a good deal across from the University of Miami, the Burger King. Okay, and so they make a ton of money by smoking weed, getting high. Burger King was, like, 24 hours a day. So if you couldn't make it across the street, the cops would actually come, give you a ride across the street, take your keys, and put it in your mailbox.
That's service.
Yeah, you're in pretty bad shape if you can't make it across the street.
Joe, I appreciate you sharing that. What else did you want to share tonight?
Not much. You guys are great, and hope you had fun out in California.
We did. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. And maybe someday we can have police officers that are actually peace officers whose primary job it is to actually protect people. To actually stop real criminals from hurting others and to, when they encounter someone who's a danger to themselves, actually do things to reduce the danger that they might present to themselves rather than add to the danger by hitting them with criminal charges and putting them in jail and then hurting them further.
Police are essentially the point of the spear of the prison industrial complex. Certainly they're not the only ones responsible for it, not by a long shot, but they work hand in hand. And I'm of the opinion that the only people that belong in prison are people who, have harmed another, who are in, a danger to harming other people.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're probably going to do. Like
Charles Manson, he's good in prison.
Maybe. I don't know whether Charles would do it or not now. I mean, maybe. I have no idea. The guy didn't actually hurt anybody.
Ever seen an interview with the guy, he's nuts.
He seems nuts. But that doesn't mean that he's necessarily physically dangerous.
He's a psychopath.
He didn't actually hurt anybody, which is an interesting portion of his story.
That's Mark. But if you order people to hurt people, then you're just as responsible.
It's an interesting part of his story. I just wonder to myself, the vast majority of people who commit crimes are males between the ages of, say, 14 and 34. Like, that's a huge swath of the criminal element. I wonder to myself, and I'm not saying that I advocate this, but I wonder what would happen if you released one of these bad people that did a bad thing at age 50. Is it just that they're too much of a drain on society, so you wanted them to be more of a drain in prison where they're not visible?
Yeah, I think that people change over time, and I would support releasing certain people if, they've changed their behavior, if they actually have paid restitution to their victims, for instance. I think that's an indicator that a person is sorry for what they've done.
I might go so far as to say that I will advocate confinement for somebody who's a clear and recidivant and unrepentant thief.
Yeah.
That's, just somebody who cannot be trusted to pay back the things that they, that they owe other people. Maybe they should be put into some sort of indentured servitude where the fruits of their labor are forcibly given to their victims. Something like that. That's a possibility. But there are a lot of people in prison because of the drug war that didn't harm anybody, and further, people who received incentives to harm other people because of the drug war. I think that you would see 80% in a period of time, in some period of time, not immediately, but essentially a drop of 80% in the amount of people that you have to keep in jail. And that's an incredible amount of money. A lot of money would be freed up if you just stopped the drug war.
You know, speaking of the war on drugs, our friend Rich Paul is still in jail. He's awaiting sentencing. Sentencing's coming up in about 2 weeks. And we've got 2 weeks to raise about $6,000. And the fundraiser is going on right now. It's to
How's
hire an appeal an appeals attorney for Rich. It's about 10% of the way there. Free Rich Paul. You can go to richpaul.freetalklive.com. That's richpaul.freetalklive.com. Our old co-host JJ is heading up the fundraiser. I understand he's working on a press release about this.
Better
and
get it out.
If you can help this, you know, if you can help out with this, it's a matching situation, as I understand it. So if you whatever you provide will be matched by Rich Paul's parents. So therefore, you get double your donation value. So again, richpaul.freetalklive.com. They'll take you right to the event page on Facebook that will link you to the GoFundMe, where you can use your credit card or I think PayPal to throw in here. And you can also leave a nice little note as well and kind of explain, you know, why you're doing this. And I think it's definitely something that he will appreciate. So richpaul.freetalklive.com, 855-450-FREE, SACL CAI, toll free line. There's still more to come here tonight, including a little bit of good news. You know, you don't normally get good news out there these days, but finally, Mark, I have found something that is legal in New York City. Something that you might not expect.
Okay.
855-450-FREE, and I think you had some more to say about Detroit, so maybe we'll get to that too. You can take control here, bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com. This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live is the show you can take control of. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. And you can bring up anything that you'd like. That is the point of Free Talk Live. You can also support us by shopping. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find links to Amazon there, as well as other online purchasing locations. But Amazon's the primary one. We've got Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and Amazon US. And you just click into the right Amazon for you, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase price. So whatever you need to get, you probably are going to do online shopping anyway. And odds are good you're going to shop at Amazon because they've got a great selection with decent pricing, free Super Saver shipping, and all the stuff you're used to from Amazon. You get those same great prices and the same experience when you enter through shop.freetalklive.com. It's just that when you enter through shop.freetalklive.com, a portion of the sale goes to Free Talk Live. And I have to say thank you. For those of you who do shop with shop.freetalklive.com, because for us, it makes a big difference every single month to have that Amazon money coming in. So thank you for doing that.
It's it's really, frankly, it's liberty activism. Free Talk Live reaches
absolutely
farther and wider than the vast majority of liberty organizations out there. And with a simple click, extra couple of clicks on the internet to... bookmark shop.freetalklive.com, the proper Amazon link for you, and use that every single time. It doesn't take much forethought in order to do that, but it's hugely advantageous for us.
Absolutely true.
So one thing I don't believe that you can get at shop.freetalklive.com is the Freedom Cam. If you go to Freedom,
I've looked around for that thing, and you can only get it from freedomcam.net.
Right, August, the guy who set up freedomcam.net, is concerned about, as many activists are, about ensuring their safety in the car. And I've got a Freedom Cam, and I'm happy that I do have a Freedom Cam in my automobile, both of my automobiles, and you've got one in yours.
Yep.
And it is a device that allows you to see out the front and see into the passenger car compartment and then out the back of your car. It has a microphone on it, a GPS device that will tell you location and speed.
Infrared lighting, so you can see at nighttime.
Right. It has 8 hours of video. And if something sort of bumps, the car gets into an accident, it automatically sort of saves that that moment in time. So it is the ultimate witness. It is an unbiased witness that is really, it's helpful for everyone who wants the truth, and it is a terrible thing for anybody who doesn't. So if you're in an automobile accident, the other guy's telling a lie, the Freedom Cam will have the information that will help you in that circumstance. If you're pulled over by a police officer and they don't remember things the way you do, this will give them a helpful hint. It will remind them of what really happened. Mm-hmm. And that's a great thing to have. Another great thing is the Freedom Cam is currently on sale.
No, what's the price?
I can't remember off the top of my head, but I remember that it was on sale. And they also accept bitcoins at freedomcam.net, so it's a great deal if you can go over there and get it. Frankly, this device not available too many places, so it's not like you can do much comparison shopping.
$259.
It's insurance. Again, I mean, just think about what you pay for insurance. It's insurance against one of these possibilities.
You know, even
probabilities, likelihoods.
Even if you're not an activist, this is still an important device.
Just about everybody in Soviet Russia where a camera watches you. Just about everybody in Russia has this. That's why when that comet came,
just about everyone in Russia has this device?
A device like this.
Oh, okay.
Because, remember when that comet came down?
Yeah.
Well, how did they get all that video of it?
Okay.
It was because these people had these devices in their cars rolling already.
Yeah, it's a smart thing.
If for the possibility, now this isn't a likelihood. If a comet comes down in front of you, you're going to want a Freedom Cam too.
No doubt. So freedomcam.net, 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Now, Mark, I had to interrupt you due to one of our earlier breaks, and then we ended up going to calls, and you were getting into something about Detroit. I don't remember what it was, so if you wanted to get back into it, now would be a good time.
I think that it's clear that Detroit has no options when it comes to what's going to happen here. That, you know, nobody wants to believe that their pension funds, these union pensions, are going to be defunded. These people worked their whole lives with the expectation that they were going to have these pensions. And I don't know if they're going to be completely written off or if they're going to be partially written off, but it seems like the only possibility is that the city of Detroit is going to have its slate wiped clean, or at least, be, what do they call that, Chapter 11, when they sort of, reallocate and, change the way vendors are paid and things like that. I can't see anything else happening. Detroit has more money promised out than it has coming in, and nothing's going to change that. They can't be any more austere. They've shut down fire departments. The cops are only responding like 40 hours out of the week. They're turning off streetlights. It doesn't get any more austere than the austerity that they have put together.
40% of their streetlights are either turned off or broken.
And, you hear the left, the progressives, the Democrats talk about how austerity doesn't work. I'm really interested. Here's the opportunity. Step up to the plate, you Democratic geniuses, and show us in Detroit how spending your way out of, out of bankruptcy works.
Well, the Republicans aren't going to be able to solve this problem either.
I understand that, but they're not the ones making the claim that austerity doesn't work. Republicans are lying about austerity, but they're not making the claim that it doesn't work.
Gotcha. I don't know if it does work. I mean, again, you're talking about the government, so ultimately they can slash and slash and slash, but they still can't make their budget. They still can't make it work because they're the government. They don't have the right incentive, so it may be a good thing for the taxpayers if they're slashing the budgets. I mean, I don't oppose that. But ultimately, it's not going to save the city. It hasn't saved the city.
No, so it doesn't seem like it's going to.
From that perspective, they're right. It doesn't work. But also, spending doesn't work either. Government just doesn't work. So it doesn't matter what level we're talking about. If we're talking about Detroit or a tiny little town, government still has the same problems, no matter what the scale. And the problems are the incentives, the fact that the government can do business, so-called, without consent. They can just continue to do what they want, and people will continue to pay for it because they're scared S-less of losing their homes or going to jail.
Right. When you're in a business, it can't go this low. And the reason it can't go, you can run your business poorly, and you can provide bad customer service, and you can tell people to take a long walk off a short pier.
That ain't going
to
last for very long.
And it's not going to last for very long because you're going to go out of business. People are going to choose another option. When it comes to municipal governments, it's harder to choose other options because municipal governments claim a certain area of land.
You have to be able to afford to move.
You have to be able to afford to move. There's closing costs, selling the house, closing costs, buying a house.
And even then, you're just moving into another political designation with another group of people calling themselves the city of whatever or the town of whatever, and they still have the same problem.
You're looking for a more responsible group of gangsters if you're moving, but you also want to be close to where you work, close to where you go to school, close to a couple of other things in life, maybe grandparents or children or something like that. And so your options are more limited when it comes to looking for options from a municipal government. Whereas when you're talking about looking for options with a cell phone company, you can drop one when your contract's done and pick up another. If you hate them badly enough, you can pay them off the $200 or $300, drop them and go on, or you can just not pay them at all. And it dings your credit.
Mm-hmm.
But with governments, it doesn't work that way, so they don't get the feedback mechanism.
That's true.
If one of the cell phone companies...
People can complain to them, but ultimately, if you can't leave the deal easily, then your complaints will fall on deaf ears.
Right. I mean, that's what it comes down to, is you don't have options.
You basically have the option of stamping your feet.
All the cell phone companies seem to be the a relatively commensurate level of wicked, whereas with governments, if one of the cell phone companies dipped a little deeper into wickedness, most people would leave them and go to the other cell phone companies,
mm-hmm.
Whereas with governments, it doesn't really work that way. It's because of the costs of leaving your particular service provider when it comes to government, people don't tend not to leave. They can't afford to leave. The people who need to leave the most are the ones that are least able to do so.
Yeah, that's a great point. Although, if you really want to go, you can always just leave everything behind and go. I mean, there are people that are homeless who can
The only thing the government wants from you is money. So if what it is that you want, that's what you have to lose. And you don't want to lose the money because that's all the government wants from you.
I'm just saying, if you really want to leave somewhere, you can make it happen, but it's going to require probably some sort of level of giving up, right? You can leave, but you might not be able to take anything with you. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and if you feel like you're tied down, I get it, that's frustrating. You might want to take a look at the Free State Project as an option for leaving. 855-450-FREE, although you probably want to come here with some savings. That helps. We're on the way. Hour 3 is next. It's Free Talk Live.
Money's tight and gas is expensive. Learn how each time you fill your tank, you can get 10 to 20% better mileage. That could easily save you $1,000 a year. I've been using the Fuel Treatment XFT in my cars for over 6 months. I keep track of my mileage and it works. Save yourself $1,000 a year. Start using XFT. Go to xft.freetalklive.com. Improve fuel economy, prolong engine life, increase horsepower, and reduce emissions. It works. xft.freetalklive.com.
If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. The Healthy Start Pack is antioxidant rich and beyond compare because you get all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking a Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste, by far. Best results, by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.